It's midday on Lady Bird Lake. The air above it is right at 32 degrees. The north wind is not making it feel any warmer for the 90 or so rowers, mostly wearing shorts. They are members of the University of Wisconsin men's rowing team. More than 60 varsity rowers, 30-plus freshmen, along with coaches and support staff, are out in this weather for the second of three workouts today. Because as cold as it is, it's not Wisconsin.
Everything's frozen back in Madison right now. We're not going to be able to. My freshman and sophomore year, so that was spring of 2014, 2015, the lake was thought was frozen until April. So.
Right, so our lake's not frozen. That's senior Graham Mink. The Wisconsin men's team has made an annual pilgrimage to Austin for their winter training. In fact, head coach Chris Clark has rung in the new year in Austin every year since 1996. The team's annual trips to Austin even predate him, going back to 1990 or so, or as the coach jokes, after they got kicked out of Florida.
They realized they weren't welcome back to wherever that was. And somewhere he came to Austin for some reason, and he saw this beautiful town lake at the time, and it was absolutely empty, even compared to what it is today. Obviously, it's more utilized, but he thought that'd be an amazing place for rowing.
For many of those years, the boathouse at Fiesta Gardens has been Wisconsin's second home. Joe Diaz with the Austin Parks and Rec Department says they're the ideal tenant.
They come in, they take care of business. When they leave, it's pristine. Everything is clean. You don't even know they were here.
And they're not the only team that comes to town. Kansas State women's crew also is training on Lady Bird Lake. But this is no vacation. The teams are here to train two or three times a day, no matter the conditions. And today, the Wisconsin Armada pretty much has the lake to themselves, allowing them to do something a little different.
Let's line it up, all eight boats.
Like taking up most of the right-of-way across the lake.
Part of it is just variety. When you've gone, again, to your 20th practice, over a fairly short period, you're looking for anything to break you out of the doldrums. Because self-pity, again, is always just knocking at the door. Oh my God, why am I doing this? You know, that kind of thing. This sucks. I'd rather be at least in my bed.
The same could be said by many of us. But these are the days assistant coach Bo Hoopman says they like, sort of.
This is why we're doing three today.
This is your optimal day.
This is optimal. 30 degrees, cloudy. Like when the sun comes out, then the people come out. So, yeah, we look for cloudy days, rainy days, miserable days. You know? I mean, it's rowing, right? Might as well be miserable while you're on a miserable day.
The University of Wisconsin's 60-plus varsity rowers, along with 30-some-odd freshmen, plus coaches and staff, wrap up their winter training early next week, just in time for temps to return to the mid-60s and 70s. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.